Sanders, Inflation Reduction Act isn't enough for Dems to run on. People are losing wages to inflation and are in rough shape. By Ian Hanchett on September 27, 2022. On Monday's broadcast of NBC's Late Night, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, said that the Inflation Reduction Act isn't enough for Democrats to run on in the midterms and said that people are falling further and further behind. Wages are not keeping up with inflation. And we're in rough shape right now. Host Seth Meyers asked, "So, do you think it's enough for Democrats to run on in the midterms?" Sanders responded, "No, I don't. Look, what we don't talk about in Congress, and we don't talk about in the media is what's going on with working families in this country. And the truth is that the middle class of this country is falling further and further behind. Wages are not keeping up with inflation. You've got over 70 million people who have no health insurance or they're underinsured. You've got 600,000 people who are homeless. You've got people who can't afford prescription drugs. You've got people, kids can't afford to go to college. Kids are leaving school deeply in debt, etc., etc., not to mention climate change. So, I think what we have got to be honest about with the American people is say, look, we've got a rough, we're in rough shape right now. This is the reality. And this is what we have to do to get out of it. But I think, Seth, being honest with the American people, talking about the growing gap between the very rich and everybody else. You've got three people in America who own more wealth than the bottom half of American society. You've got three Wall Street firms that have assets of $20 trillion, major stockholders and hundreds of companies throughout America. We've got billionaires buying elections, so, we've got to be honest with the American people about what's going on, about who owns and controls the nation, and then have the guts to stand up to these powerful special interests and tell these greedy bastards they cannot have it all." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.